Second paragraph of Beitzah, Mishnah Aleph, starting halachas of Eruv Tavshilim. Halacha is that you land a malacha on Yontif l'tzarech achal nefesh, but only for Yontif itself. If Yontif comes out in Eruv Shabbos, Chazal instituted Eruv Tavshilim. Kamuvan, we cannot make a takana d'rabbanan to be matur in Issa d'Oraisa. So the question is, why is this not in Issa d'Oraisa? And there's two, someone's brought down the Gemara. One is because with d'Oraisa, Yontif and Shabbos are considered one type of Kedusha, and you'll have him a Vashel from Yontif to Shabbos. The Rabbanan, Chazal wanted us to look at them as separate days. We shouldn't come to confuse between preparing for after Yontif when it's Shabbos and after Yontif when it's not Shabbos, and therefore we have to make this Erev Tavshilin. I know there's something special happening over here. And another explanation why it's not is the right to cook from Yontif to Shabbos is because anything, even if you're cooking for tomorrow, as long as you can potentially use it today, it's not is the right, since it has a potential use for Yontif. The difference between the two svaras is what happens if you put something on the fire at the very end of Yontif and it won't be fully cooked before Shabbos. So according to the first svara, that is only is the rabbanon and Erev Tavshilin will help for it. But the second svara, it's an is the right because you cannot potentially use this food on Yontif. And Erev Tavshilin would not help for it. Lachatchila we are choishing for that opinion. Therefore, somebody who is putting a chulent on a stove or the like on Yontif for Shabbos should make sure that he puts it on early enough that it'll be edible on Yontif. Yontif shechali yitzver Shabbos. Liyivash v'ladim v'tchila miyontif l'Shabbos. A person should not cook from Yontif to Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin. And we mentioned before why it's only Yitzit Rabbanon. The idea of the Erev Tavshilin, we'll see in a minute. Yeah. So Abba Mavashalu Yontif, you have to make for Yontif im Haysa l'Shabbos. If you fill the pot with a lot of food and you have more than the beer necessity, then you can do such a thing, even though some of it will be used for Shabbos, because the malacha, you're doing one malacha, and the general malacha is being done for Yontif. Yeah. Or you said Tavshil may have Yontif, the same Echalav the Shabbos. This is what we call an Erev Tavshilin. If you want to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, the person has to have started before Yontif. Yeah. The idea behind this is either because this is Lekavet Shabbos, so that people will remember in advance to prepare things, set aside food for Shabbos, or it's in Lekavet Yontif, that a person shouldn't come to cook from Yontif to the day after. And they'll know this is something special that you're doing at the Kovet Shabbos. Soymech alav the Shabbos. Yeah, Beshamay Mishnei Tavshilim. Beshamay says that if you have two Tavshilim, Tavshilim means cooked things. Vesil oimim Tavshil Echot, which is the way we pass comes enough to have a Tavshil. Some people know you with an egg. If you have refrigeration, you could do it with chicken or meat, it's even more chashuv. Beshavim Bedag Ubeitzah Shalom Shem Tavshilim. If you have egg which is cooked in as a fish that's cooked with eggs, so even though the egg is stuck onto the fish, it's considered two tavshilin. If it was eaten or got lost, got spoiled before Shabbat, before at the time that you're cooking, you're not allowed to cook. If even a little bit of remained, even though you start off the gazayis, now you have less than the gazayis. But since you put when you make the petition, it was the right amount, it's a little bit of it remains at the time you're cooking, you're still allowed to rely on it and continue cooking.